Not tired of winning, Donald Trump builds momentum with 5 victories in March. By Wendell Hasebo on March 26, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is not done winning. In the month of March, Trump beat the odds and won 5 victories that firmly kept him on a path to reclaim the White House. Clinched Republican presidential primary. Received the reduced bond amount from $454 million to $175 million. Completed a merger of Truth Social and launched a public offering. Won a ruling by Judge McAfee to appeal an order denying the disqualification of Fannie Willis. Endorsed Ohio candidate Bernie Moreno, who then won the Ohio Republican Senate primary. Media personalities and even many Republican pundits never foresaw Teflon Don's resurgence. In fact, some proclaimed the former president's political career was finished after the 2020 election, but Trump never quit. He battled endless media attacks, staved off establishment Republicans eager to displace him, and harnessed his business IQ to combat lawfare meant to essentially force him into bankruptcy. Just 223 days from November's likely rematch, Trump has momentum. He won the GOP nomination on March 12 and later successfully boosted Senate candidate Bernie Moreno in Ohio. He also went on the offensive in Georgia and was granted the ability to appeal a previous order preventing the disqualification of Fulton County prosecutor Fannie Willis. The Fulton County case appears to present the greatest legal threat to the former president. Willis wants to jail Trump in Georgia, where he cannot be pardoned. President Trump is racking up the daily wins, which will culminate in his win this November to save America. And America and the world surely need it, House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, told Breitbart News. Trump continues to effectively dominate 2024 as he barrels towards a victory with stronger and stronger polls against Joe Biden, who can barely get through the day. Related, did he get into the bear? Biden incoherently rambles, wanders over to Kask during brewery speech. The seeming inevitability of Trump's chances of winning re-election harkens to Trump's first campaign when he joked with his supporters that they might get tired of political wins. "We're gonna win so much, you may even get tired of winning," Trump shouted to Lauda Plaza at a campaign rally. "And you'll say, please, please. It's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much." Donald Trump is not tired of winning, Republican strategist Garrett Ventry told Breitbart News. Truth Social just put his net worth at $6 billion. Tish James was handed a massive loss on his bond. And he continues to dominate the polling against Joe Biden. Maybe if they indict him another time, he will go up in the polls even more. Trump had 2 critical victories on Monday. Trump won a critical victory in a bond ruling that drastically reduced the size of the bond he had to post to appeal the New York civil judgment. The ruling by a 5-judge panel of appellate court judges was a crucial and unexpected victory for the former president, potentially staving off a looming financial disaster, the New York Times explained. The win frustrated Biden's allies in the media. "Honestly, this is so infuriating," MSNBC commentator and lawyer Tristan Snell exclaimed on air after Monday's bond ruling. "I don't even know what to do," he whined. On the same day that Trump avoided legal danger, Truth Social's merger boosted his financial position. Trump reportedly became one of the richest people in the world, with his net worth topping $6 billion after his social media company, Trump Media and Technology Group, TMTG, finalized a more than 2-year merger process. The success of victories could be significant factors in Trump's re-election campaign, which means the former president is on the verge of pulling off the greatest political comeback in American history. But neither Biden nor the administrative state will back down. The Biden campaign has a strong cash advantage over Trump, and many allies in the media remain willing to spin narratives against Trump, who faces ongoing and costly legal battles. The Biden re-election strategy is having Democrat attorneys, prosecutors, judges, and other Biden operatives illegally gag, imprison, bankrupt, and disqualify Trump. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project, told Breitbart News. "Biden correctly fears American voters because they are rallying behind Teflon Don and the broader MAGA movement in historic and unprecedented ways." Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.